You still have the cloud, though, Congressman.
I have a cloud
over you.
I do.
Can you still be effective as a congressman now that you perhaps have been given by another chance to go back by the voters?
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly. I can assure you, as I've been back in September, never missed a vote. My fellow members, are with me 100%. So whether it's introducing legislation, co-sponsoring legislation, my voting record, all speaks for itself. All is good in Washington, D.C. All is good with my caucus, my conference, my fellow New York members. All is good. So I will continue to represent the New York 27th District with excellent constituent service. Again, the focus on the elderly, the veterans, and the disabled. And when I go to D.C., working with business owners on their small business issues, hopefully getting tax reform 2.0 going forward. Now, that may be difficult, as it appears we may have lost the House. But with that said, all my support is where it's always been, and my constituents know that.
Why wouldn't you tell us earlier today where your campaign was going to be, Congressman? This is on election night. Usually candidates tell the media where they're going to
be. Well, the media has certainly not been kind to me. The bias within the media, starting with the fake Buffalo News and others, including Channel 2 and others.
But you have been indicted, sir.
Yeah, and I'm innocent until proven guilty, even though the press convicted me, dismembered me, and burned me at the stake.
Can you give us an example of that?
How were we fake, Congressman?
Well, some of the polls that showed me up weren't reported. If you read the fake Buffalo News, you would see report after report. You would think that they were on my opponent's payroll. I'm just saying we set a strategy. The strategy did not include the media. And we executed our strategy, and we won.
Will that be your strategy going forward, sir, as a congressman, not to include the media?
We answer the media when they're reasonable. I met with Bob McCarthy just the other week. He traveled with me on the campaign trail. I did an interview with Dave Graber on Channel 4. No, I told Susan Ross on WN, I'll be on her show every day. No, I will continue to talk to our constituents on an everyday basis, as appropriate, moving forward, now that I've been reelected, and I don't see a problem here.
Will you be releasing a public schedule so we could see where you're going to be
at
which events?
Yeah, absolutely.
In advance of you actually being at...
Sure. This election was a difficult election. We had a strategy that did not include the media. But going forward now, as the representative for New York 27, you will have my schedule. You can come and talk to me anytime, anywhere, not a problem.
What do you say to those people?
Well, we won the election. I don't know who voted, who didn't vote. I am reelected. That's all that matters. And I will represent everyone in the district, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, with the best constituent service of any member of Congress that we are known for. And I will continue to support our president to continue to push forward the economic agenda, the defense, the borders. I'm just going to continue to do my job, which I've done from day one, including all through September when I was in D.C. for 3 weeks. Never missed a vote. I still won't. I mean, all is good.